have a question for you, honey. One that maybe you haven't been asked in a good while, if at all. What gifts were you born with that you're not using? What are those things that you can say without the shadow of a doubt, I'm gifted in this area? This comes naturally for me. Some people are great at math. Others are great at teaching children. Some folks can sing the paint off the walls, and others can draw anything with scary accuracy. So I ask you again, what gifts do you have that you're not using? Listen, we were born with gifts, talents, and abilities in order to use them, not to let them stay dormant inside of us, not to be silent about them, not to carry them right on to the grave without doing a thing about them. There's an old adage that says, the richest place in the world is the cemetery. Too many people leave this world without ever letting their brilliance and creativity see the light of day. Don't you dare be one of them. Start using those gifts and watch your world start to change. Growing up, I had so many moments that really scared me when it came to recognizing the gifts I had and trying to figure out what to do with them. My whole life, I've always been funny. Even as a child, I knew I could make people laugh. I used to be the joke teller at all the cookouts when I was a kid. I loved jokes and laughter so much, my daddy bought me my first joke book when I was in the third grade. Oh God, how I loved those books. I would read them all the time and even came up with my own jokes that I'd test out on my family. I couldn't wait for the next big family gathering so I could share my latest jokes or performance. My family would laugh until they cried sometimes. It made me feel so good to know I was giving them so much joy. I didn't realize that my sense of humor and timing were actual divine gifts until, of course, much later in life. But there was another gift, one that for a while there I wouldn't talk about. I was sure that people wouldn't understand it, or they would be so frightened by it that they'd think I was crazy and stay away from me altogether. I have a gift of seeing and dreaming. Some folks back home call it second sight. I had many dreams as a child about various relatives or certain circumstances that felt like premonitions. One night, when I was 6 or 7 years old, I had a dream that I was stuck in the automatic sliding doors at the grocery store. I saw myself, my arms and legs flailing, trying to escape the opening and closing of the door on my body. When I woke up, I told my mama and she comforted me. Later that week, I was with my neighbor when she stopped at the grocery store for a few things. Honey, lo and behold, the doors closed right in on me, just like in my dream. I'd dreamed about it, and it had come to pass. It was so strange at first to continuously receive these visions, but then it just became my norm. I finally said to myself, oh, wait, this is a gift I have. I dream things, and they happen. It became a real thing for me. As I got older, I would talk about my dreams often, and my mama would affirm that she'd always known I had the gift. But this isn't something that's easy to share with people. There's this fear of people saying, oh, she's crazy. If I were to always tell people what I saw about their lives, they'd probably slowly back away from me, their faces revealing their skepticism. But there also comes a point in your life when in order to be authentic, you have to embrace all of what makes you who you are. As I came into adulthood, this gift of mine was something I couldn't ignore, even when I desperately wanted to. I can't control the visions or the dreams, they just happen. My husband Chance and I first moved to Los Angeles in 2004, and honey, there wasn't a silver spoon in sight. We lived in an apartment complex in Baldwin Hills near Don Tomaso Drive that required us to take 51 stairs, yes, I counted, to our front door. We had a neighbor named Kim, who seemed very sweet, although we didn't know her very well. She had the cutest baby boy named Devin, and as time went on, we did the typical friendly neighbor thing. We'd speak and say, hey, how are you, when we passed each other, but we didn't get too involved in each other's lives. But there was something in my spirit that pressed me to try for more. I felt led to invite her over one day with another friend. While Kim was there, she said, I have to go to this little birthday dinner later. Do you guys want to go with me? You can ride with me. I said, sure. I hadn't really been out in L.A. yet, so I thought, oh, this will be interesting. A little fun, something to do. But as we were leaving, it happened. We were going down those forever stairs, and Kim was holding Devin, who was about one at the time. As she placed him on her hip, I got a mental image of a coffin with a man in it. Somehow, I instantly knew that it was this little boy's father.